Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Think and Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So we've got a very interesting topic today. It's taking the Tibby 12-minute-a-day methodology to the next level using AI. How does that sound for a topic, Kelly?
It sounds fantastic. I'm excited to dive in today.
So a little background on this. I'm blown away by the impact of AI and in so many ways. And I think we're all sort of evolving in that regard. Kelly, would you mind telling everybody a little about your evolution on AI?
Yeah, I think for me, it started out pretty generally where I had heard that AI really helps on the marketing side. So that was kind of my entry point from a business standpoint was helping it write emails that I, you know, would spend time agonizing over and, you know, trying to dial in and, you know, trying to run A/B tests. And, you know, it was really time consuming. And so I had heard that on the marketing side of things, it was a huge asset. So again, that was my entry point from a business standpoint into ChatGPT. And that's primarily what I have been using is ChatGPT, although now I'm, you know, in the process of researching Claude and, you know, doing some transitioning over to Claude. But ChatGPT has been what I've used 100%, started out on the marketing side. And then from there, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, this is crazy. I wonder if I ask it this. Oh, I wonder if I, you know, ask it this. And then it was like, oh, well, wait a minute. How can I incorporate this in to help just improve any ideas I have? You know, so like, hey, here's a thought I have. You know, punch holes, you know, in it for me, you know, or what are the pros and cons of, you know, utilizing it to help me kind of think things through, help me if I am in a place of overwhelm, you know, where I'm like, okay, here's what I'm trying to do and here's what I've done so far, but I'm not sure what to do next. It helps with those kinds of things. And so that really, I mean, I use it multiple times a day for enhancing or optimizing. You know, research, I use it for like crazy for research, but my end point was helping me write emails. That was my end point to AI.
Yeah. I think that's probably true of most of us is that the entry point was always taking a written document, email, and making it better. And I think that the next level up is being able to have a verbal conversation back and forth. That seems to be the next level. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I personally have not. Mostly, I'm sitting in front of my computer when I'm working and I'm typing out what I'm thinking, you know, and prompting it that way. So I know you really rely on the voice and talking. And so I haven't experimented much with that, honestly.
Well, you know, Yada, it's a different experience, as we'll see here in a minute. But I see that using it in thinking sessions is as it relates to our methodology, is so powerful. And so here's what I thought we would do. And here's the next level of using AI in the Tibby methodology. At the end of the day, you got to get yourself to take the right actions. because your actions determine your success in each area of your life. So you got to take the right actions. Well, as that relates to your health and so, and maybe your marriage, it's pretty cut and dried what the right actions are in those two areas. But you get to your career, not so much. And in our methodology, you know, you will establish, here's my 3-year goal. Here's the 4 or 5 milestones to get there, and very valuable stuff. But typically you will do that when you start the methodology, and of course you're having a quarterly goal in terms of your career that's changing every quarter. But that 3-year goal and the milestones is, it evolves, but there's not a tangible system for necessarily evolving it. And I saw this in my own case for my 3-year goal for what I'm doing and the milestones to get there. And I give it to ChatGPT, and it blew me away with what I discovered. It made me see things I couldn't see because we're all constrained by the four walls of our mind. We see what we see. We have our own biases. But when you properly use ChatGPT or Claude to see that bigger vision of what you're trying to accomplish and the milestones, it's a whole new ballgame. And that's why the proper use of it takes this methodology, the Tibby methodology, to the next level. And so we're going to experiment with this and play with this. And so as a way to maybe start, tell me in your case with your business, what is your 3-year goal? Let's start with that.
$25 million in revenue. 3-year goal is that we're doing $25 million in revenue annually consistently.
Okay. Do you mind saying what you're doing now?
What we're doing now is like 6.
Okay. Okay. So you're talking about tripling.
Yeah.
And I sort of know the answer to this, but why do you think that's doable in 3 years?
Because we have, for a few different reasons. First of all, I've kind of flipped our model upside down. So it's hiring differently and the right type of people within the new model that we have. And it also kind of paired with that is almost a licensing kind of situation where recruiters are buying in to work under our brand, to utilize all of our tools, and you know, and we're also feeding them leads, and they're getting a cut, you know, of each of the deals. So it's almost like a licensing agreement. We're going to create recurring revenue where recruiters are actually buying into the brand, and so that's a whole new, you know, program that is, and that's one of the milestones, is that we've built that program out and are bringing people in under that kind of licensing agreement inside, you know, Ingenuity Advantage. So that's one. That's a whole untapped area that's a brand new revenue stream. The second revenue stream that we don't have now to the extent we do, but it isn't, it has not been fully fleshed out. It isn't something we've been pursuing. And that is tapping into a whole new market of those companies who simply can't necessarily afford, you know, from a cash flow standpoint, to pay the direct hire fees that are associated with some of these strategic searches. And they need support both on the consulting side, but also they need somebody to act as their recruiting department and run, you know, all of their recruiting funnel, basically.
Right.
But the resources and tools to do that. And I've got a test case going on right now that's going really well from a case study standpoint in the AEC space that we will then begin to market. That's going to bring in a whole other stream of revenue, you know, that we don't have now. So those are two. So in terms of being able to do that, there's a lot of different variables, but those two additional, you know, revenue streams, and then kind of flipping the model on its head. And it's already beginning to, like, we're already starting to see the, you know, results of that. We'll be halfway through the year this year. We're on track to have already surpassed what we did all year last year.
Wow. That answer is great. That's exactly what I sort of in concept knew you would say. If you're at home listening to this, so she's talking about going from 6 million to 25 million. And I've seen this before where people will have that type of goal, but they have no clue as to how they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not going to work. Now, if you're Kelly and you have all the stuff that she said, it's very realistic. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first thing you want to do is make sure your goal is not pie in the sky, that it's actually doable. Now, keep in mind, she didn't just magically come up with all that. There were, because we've lived this together, there's been moments where there were aha moments that, oh, we're missing this whole thing. And so it just didn't magically happen. This is the evolution of all your years in the business to now see this vision.
All the years in the business, and I think too, this we talk about this a lot, and I'm sure anybody listening can understand where you can get to those inflection points in your life or your business where you're just like frustrated. That's what this next evolution of this brand came from, was me hitting my head up against the wall and going, why can I not break through to the next level? What is happening? Why is production, like asking those questions and the why, but also to, okay, you know, so how now do we go about, you know, fixing and resolving the issues that are holding us back? You know, one of those, you know, again, is like, you've got to continue to bring in new, you know, information, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are the people that have gone before you who are where you want to be now. You know, go. And so that was the first, you know, was go and find, you know, make that connection with somebody who's at or who has been and is going beyond where you want to go. And then figure out what they're doing, you know, and for me then through that was these thinking sessions, like, okay, like what are the, you know, and he's, my mentor said to me too, he goes, Kelly, you're at the point in your business. Like I see this all the time, especially with recruiting firms where what got you to where you are, including team members that got you to where you are not the ones who are going to get you to where you want to go. So like you need to make it a point to make one hard decision a day. Like, because you've got some work.
That's pretty good.
Exactly. So like make one hard decision a day. And so anyway, to your point, you just say, no, that isn't where, you know, part of the reason why I've been able to do this and why $25,000 in 3 years or $25 million in 3 years is so attainable is because I've got all this years behind me, 17 years in a business that's been successful. And now I can clearly see a path forward for how to add these additional streams of revenue and to get better at the stuff that we are currently doing and to do more of it.
Right. Well, you know, what's cool is what you just said reaffirms this idea that you got to know the right actions to take.
Yes.
And I had the perspective of knowing you for a long time. And when we first met, I taught you the methodology and you evolved very quickly to having immense control over yourself. And to your credit, that took your own personal income to 7 figures a year, which was a huge accomplishment. And a perfect example of having control over yourself. But you could have all the control over yourself and still not be super successful if you don't know the right actions to take. And that's what we're talking about now, using AI to enlighten you in a way that you never could before. And mm-hmm. So okay, so we got the goal, pretty straightforward, 25 million annual revenues consistently. So articulate 3 or 4 or 5 key milestones to get there.
Well, it's to completely roll out like the licensing where we're bringing people in, the recruiters who are paying for us to, who are paying us to be part of our brand that are going to, that we're going to, and then we're going to give them a cut of the, each deal that they do, but they're going to pay in. So we're going to create reoccurring revenue from recruiters who are coming in and buying into everything that we've created over the last 17 years so that they can step in. And so that's number one. Number two is that we have fully launched, like right now we're in the test, we're building a case study right now so that then we can market and, you know, figure out where the holes are and what we need to improve on for the, where we are actually acting as like a fractional recruiting department for companies that, you know, can't afford to pay headhunters, you know, so it's opening up a whole new market. And that's the stuff I'm passionate about too, which I'm very excited about leading that charge.
So is that, when you say build a case study, is that primarily for marketing or not so much for marketing?
Both. It's for, so we're working through this right now with a client who I've known for years. And so we're going to work building this entire like infrastructure and his entire recruiting funnel from the attraction to the retention phase of the recruiting funnel. So we're in the process of working through that with him right now. And so the case study is not only for, you know, marketing, but like, I want to, like, here's where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happened. You know, here's what we did. Here's what happened as a result of what we did. You know, and then also through this case study, like, we are working out the kinks in our process and, you know, that kind of a thing. But
right,
primarily too for a case study, because he is going to be a reference for us. We're going to target the specific industry that he's in.
Right.
So that we can be very direct about who it is that we're speaking to and who it is that we do this for. So,
boy, that's smart to be industry specific, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because we can just speak to their, like, we know their pain. We know how to fix their problem. And we have proof that we do because we've done it successfully. So that's what we're in the process of doing right now. So the next milestone would be at a point where we then are marketing that and have, you know, and are executing on that, you know, successfully and are bringing revenue in directly from, you know, that stream of revenue is rocking and rolling. You know,
right,
we have a steady stream of revenue coming in from that particular service product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that the other piece for us, and so it's not really a milestone because it is a milestone like we've hit in terms of how we are marketing our business, lead gen. Like, so that's done. Like, not done. It's an ongoing process, but that was one of our milestones that we just recently hit where we're consistently doing what needs to be done from a social media aspect and from a marketing aspect. Those are like the two. And I think just to trade, you know, it goes hand in hand with the licensing, which is we're hiring people who are working well under that like they're performers. You know, these aren't
right,
people I have to poke and prod. These are people with an entrepreneurial spirit that see the potential, you know, and know that they can make a lot of money, you know. So it's those two things really go hand in hand.
Right, right. So I guess that sort of change in the mindset of the recruiters has already happened. But if it hadn't happened, that would have been one of the milestones.
Exactly. Yep. One of the milestones was that nobody is working at the company anymore. That isn't like I flipped the comp model, you know, upside down, you know, the way in which we are approaching jobs. Like, so there is a lot of work that's been done in the last 3 months, even that are unlocking stuff every day. Something else feel like it's being unlocked and things are just kind of falling into place.
Okay. Well, I'm going to recap it and I'm going to give it to ChatGPT and let's see what it says about this, that you may not already know.
Okay.
Let's see here. G, can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. I'm all set whenever you want to continue. What's next on your mind?
Okay. We're going to do a little experiment. I'm going to introduce you to my friend, Kelly Hadfield. And she has talked to me about what her company 3-year vision is and the 3 or 4 milestones to get there. And so I'm going to give you what she has told me is her 3-year mission statement and or her 3-year goal and the milestones to get there. And I want you to listen to it all. And then I want you to tell us what we're missing and how to improve it. Does that sound good?
That sounds like a great plan. I'm ready to listen closely to her 3-year goal and milestones. Once you lay it all out, I'll help pinpoint gaps and offer ways to refine it. Let's do it.
Okay. So here's the 3-year vision. She wants to do $25 million in revenues annually, consistently. She's currently at $6 million annually. Now, one thing that's relevant here is that she explained how that's very doable. This isn't just pie in the sky. This is really clear about that this is doable and achievable. Now, here are the milestones. The first milestone is establishing a licensing program for their method of doing recruiting. She's in the recruiting business, primarily engineers, but not limited to engineers. So the first milestone is actually putting out a licensing program for recruiters that can use their methodology. Then the second milestone is building a case study on this methodology that she's using for and has created for recruiting. And so the case study is both for a marketing purpose, but also to refine the methodology. And then the third milestone is taking that case study and using it as a significant marketing tool and making the case studies specific to particular industries so that they can go to other companies in that industry and use it. So those are the three milestones. What do you think about that and how can you improve it?
Our plan is solid, but here's what might sharpen it. First, I'd add a concrete timeline for each milestone so that progress isn't open-ended. Second, I'd incorporate a measurable feedback loop, like tracking licensee success metrics so that the method continually improves. Finally, I'd make sure there's a milestone to scale the team or infrastructure because you'll need the capacity to handle growth to 25 million.
Okay, let me get Kelly's input on that and listen to it. What do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, I think all of those are valid points. I mean, when you scale from six to 25 million, we need to think about the, you know, internal structure for sure. I didn't write it down.
You'll be ready for that growth when it hits. If you're ready to refine more, I'm here to help you both fine too.
Well, why don't you take each of those comments you made, take them one by one and let's talk about it. So what was the first one?
The first one was setting clear timelines for each milestone. Let's figure out realistic deadlines so progress stays on track.
Let's see what Kelly says about that.
Yeah, so as far as the licensing piece is concerned, what we're looking for is that we've got our first, you know, person signed up under the licensing agreement before the end of this year. So by December, so within the next 6 months. So we're in the process of building out, you know, all of the assets and all of the, you know, the agreement, you know, the pricing structure on it, all of that, so that, you know, by within this year, before the year is up, we're able to bring, we have our first person signed on, our first licensee signed on.
Okay. So what was the second suggestion you had?
The second suggestion was to build a measurable feedback loop, like tracking the success of those licensees. That way you can refine the program based on what's working and what's not.
Kelly, had you thought about that?
That wasn't something, you know, I thought about. I mean, at a top level, but I need to be more granular and understand that more. This would be something I would use ChatGPT to help me build out that feedback loop.
You know, this has been so helpful to me in what I'm doing because it may be, you know, I'm now teaching my methodology to MBAs as opposed to undergraduates. And this advice from ChatGPT on my three-year vision made me realize, oh, you gotta measure where are they at the inception of the class and where are they at the end of the class and be able to document that this actually works. You know, I completely miss that, but ChatGPT maybe realize it. So what is the third one for Kelly?
I'm here. Feel free to go ahead and let me know what you need next.
So what's the third one?
The third suggestion was to ensure there's a milestone for scaling your internal capacity, building the team or infrastructure needed to handle that growth from 6 million to 25 million. Without that, you might hit growing pains.
So let's ask Kelly. Kelly, how much of a growth in your team is this going to require?
That's interesting. I mean, I need to be looking into that. I know that, you know, as far as the number of recruiters, we would need to add at least 10 under the licensing agreement to be hitting that number. And each one of those would need to be working a $500,000 desk from a billing standpoint. You know, so yeah, at least 10 recruiters we would need to add to that licensing agreement within, you know, the next 18 months to be, you know, on track to hitting that three-year goal of you know, 25 million annually.
Okay. So G, what do you think Kelly's biggest challenges in doing this are going to be?
Kelly's biggest challenge will likely be ensuring those licensees succeed at scale. so that means robust training and ongoing support. Also, keeping quality control over the methodology as it scales is key. Lastly, managing the pace of growth so infrastructure keeps up will be essential. But with a clear plan, those hurdles can be tackled.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what do you think about her plan and her direction?
With clear timelines, feedback loops, and a growth plan, she's setting herself up for success. Now, it's all about executing each step carefully.
You know, let's ask Kelly what really the linchpin issue to go to the next level is as it relates to today. Kelly, what do you think?
The linchpin issue for me in terms of going from where we're at to where
right.
we want to go?
I guess it's really implementing this licensing program and getting it on the ground, isn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the main thing. Everything hinges on being able to do that.
Right. Right. Gee, anything else you can add?
You've got the linchpin identified. Now the key is breaking that licensing launch into micro steps, each with owners and deadlines. If you do that, the momentum will follow. You've both got this.
Okay. Thank you. So, I don't know. Did you find that interesting?
I did. And this is a perfect example of how I utilize, you know, chat. So, you know, with the licensing agreement, for example, with the licensing idea, for example, that was born out of a result of like hearing, like, I haven't heard of recruiting companies that are doing this, you know,
right.
And it was like,
right.
you know, we've got a great brand. You know, we've been doing this for a long time. You know, if somebody wants to work in this particular space, they want to be, you know, have the autonomy. They want to run it like their own business, but they, you know, so I had this idea and it was born from a thinking session and then sitting down with ChatGPT to say, okay, like, so here's what I'm thinking, you know, is this a viable, you know, idea, you know, and then if so, like, and this, John, this is one of the things that we were talking a little bit about before we jumped on and started recording. That so many people, like, I think that what stops people from oftentimes taking action is just overwhelmed, like not quite sure where to start. Maybe they've got
yeah.
a great idea, but they're not sure what the next step would be. Or, you know, they've got something going on in their company, but they're not sure necessarily like what the next step to resolve that issue is.
Right.
That is where this tool is so great because you can say, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Like, and I try not to have it solve my problems for me. I go in with like, here's what's going on. Here's
right.
what I'm thinking, you know, and I've got certain prompts, so it's not going to agree with everything that I say. You know, it's,
right. yeah.
it's supposed to poke holes in everything that I'm talking about and be a real, you know, not just an ally, but somebody who is going to push back on me. And so that is what is so cool about the tool is, you know, being able to, that's why I think I've been able to execute as quickly on this and pick up as much momentum as I'm picking up, because I'm like, okay, you know, so here's what I'm thinking. It's like, there's two steps in front before that you've got to be thinking about,
right.
you know, and it's like, oh, I hadn't even thought about that. Okay. So now that's a project in and of itself, break down the to-dos and like the action items that need to be done to execute on this one idea within this project. And it
right.
will help you think that through, you know, and then continue to improve upon that. So it's amazing. It has been game changing, you know, for me.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about how to incorporate this into the 12-minute a day methodology. And I see that the way we just did it is okay. But I've just learned how to do this recently, where you can write up a presentation, maybe it's 4 or 5 pages long on something, and you can then give that write-up to ChatGPT in the form of a file saved, and it'll digest it, and then it has a good starting point to have the discussions. And I see that for what we're talking about, again, my vision is that every quarter, at the start of every quarter, you'd reassess your 3-year vision and the milestones.
Yeah.
And that just becomes just like you're changing your key behaviors associated with your goals every quarter, start of each quarter. You're doing the same on your 3-year vision and getting Chat to make you see it in a bigger better way. Because again, like I said, all of us have the problem that we're constrained by the four walls of our own mind.
Yeah.
It's going to see things that we can't see, and it's going to maybe see priorities that we can't see, and it's going to see challenges maybe we don't see. But I don't know. I've been blown away with it. I just think it's so powerful. This is the next level of really playing the game of life at your full potential.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Okay. Well, we will continue to explore this idea maybe a little deeper and maybe in some other future podcasts. So stay with us and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.